Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. And it is officially Penn State game week. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle, I've been waiting to say those words, Greg. It gets a little, I'm sure people like listening to us, but at some point in time, we just need real football back. So yes, we have real football back, Appalachian State this weekend. We're going to touch on that a little bit later in the week. We're kind of bringing some of our series to a close this show. We're going to recap some of the news from the weekend, just a few items to touch on there. We're going to finish looking at each position on the depth chart. Cornerbacks and safeties rolled into one segment in this show, and then we're going to do season makers, quarterbacks, and running backs. Not a lot of names, but some real interesting storylines, I think, at those positions. Ask Greg will be our fourth and final segment, and then a little bit later in the week, we'll be looking ahead to Appalachian State, giving our picks for Big Ten Player of the Year and that kind of thing. So stay tuned and check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. I want to let you know also, you've heard about it a few times this offseason, but our guy Mark at GoPSURV.com is still going all out for the first game against Appalachian State this weekend. RVs will be rented for half price for the first game of the year. That's right, half price. It's a special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. So if you've been thinking about getting an RV up there, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. The GoPSURV.com lot, just minutes from Beaver Stadium, free shuttle, and a lot of other amenities. You can check them out at GoPSURV.com. Once again, GoPSURV.com. And Greg, I think, I don't know how what to make of this and or how big it is or how important it is. It just kind of validates what we've heard. But Jahan Dotson being crowned the touchdown king for training camp. Nobody scored more touchdowns than the true freshman wide receiver. He'd been getting some buzz, quite a bit of buzz going into this. I just wonder, you know, maybe the touchdowns mean something, maybe they don't. But what does all this mean for him? We're a few days away from the season opener. We've talked about him a lot. There was one more reason to with him making big plays. What do we expect? What's the path forward for Dotson?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point that, you know, we're looking at a guy that most, I think, figured wouldn't play during the 2018 season, maybe get his feet wet in the bowl game way down the road in December or January, but probably not during the regular season. And now we're at the point where it would be almost surprising if he wasn't a guy that played more than four games. He's just earned too much buzz this year, and he's been able to really take a step forward, even though he didn't get to campus as early as some other guys. And we thought that Justin Shorter would be the one that received a lot of the camp buzz, and for whatever reason, it's been Jahan Dotson pretty much the whole time. And then we learn Sunday night that he's the touchdown king from camp. So you put it all together, and it has all the makings of a guy fighting for playing time and who should be a contributor from day one.
The interesting thing about him, so his size was something I was watching closely because you have to. I think he was listed around 155 pounds as a senior player at Nazareth. And now he's at 5'11", 175. So that was worth watching. I think 5'11", 175, it works. He's not a guy that you're going to try to subject to a lot of heavy pounding across the middle of the field, for example. But I think he's big enough to make it. And if a kid like that, I don't care how young he is, if he really, really knows what he's doing and he has a knack for making big plays, which the touchdown king, that's what it confirms to me, is that he just has a feel for making plays down the field.
Yep.
Boy, it has all the makings of a guy who can play, and I just don't know how all this unfolds because we were talking about how crowded wide receiver was before Dotson started getting all this buzz.
Right.
That's going to be one of the really fascinating storylines early in the season, and certainly for this weekend worth watching when you presumably see, you know, the four game freshman and the freshman that get the green light. It's going to be fascinating to watch how all this unfolds.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Dustin. He's keep in mind, if he was going to go to UCLA until, you know, all of a sudden things took a turn near the end of his recruitment, Jim Moore left, Chip Kelly came in, and all of a sudden Penn State was able to jump back in there. Really, a lot of credit goes to Josh Gattis for kind of the last thing he did for Penn State before he left was to settle Jahan Dotson's recruitment and make him ultimately pick the Nittany Lions. So, you know, we heard he was really talented in high school. I think the question I have and I hate to flip it to sort of not a negative viewpoint, but maybe a downer viewpoint, is what does this mean for KJ Hamler, for, you know, Mac Hippenhammer, some of these other younger guys that we thought would take off this year? I don't think it necessarily downgrades our outlook for them or our, what we think their ceiling is. But, I mean, touchdowns are touchdowns. Sometimes you're going to be open to the end zone and sometimes you're not, as we've seen. And if we've learned anything with Joe Moorhead's offense, it's now being run by Ricky Ronnie, it's that sometimes guys that seem to be the stars aren't always the one that are the stars on the stat sheet. So just an interesting little observation, but I think more than anything else, it confirms what we had heard all along, which was that this guy is going to be an impact contributor as a true freshman.
Yeah, so Penn State, a lot of options at wide receiver. We'll see how it starts to play out this weekend. So the Comcast BTN little dispute that they made commercials for when they were in Chicago for it, I don't know about you. Like, I have Comcast, and I wasn't nervous at all.
No.
You know, and I think deadlines have a way of speeding negotiations up. I know BTN was really leveraging, you know, the reach that they had to make their passionate plea. I wonder how many people really took that and called Comcast out of fear. Probably quite a few, if I'm guessing.
Yeah.
If this aired in all the different Big Ten markets. But so you can watch all the BTN games and FSN1 games on Comcast. And, you know, like I said, I think it's something that's good to be resolved now, but I expected it to be resolved.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people had pointed to the fact that Comcast kept the YES Network off the air in Yankees territory for an entire season once as reason to think that this deal wouldn't get done. I think that I think there was a lot of grandstanding on the Big Ten side of things. I do. If this thing was so far gone that it was never going to reach a conclusion, I don't think they would have came to one, what, a week and a couple of days before the season started. I mean, to me, it just sounds like the Big Ten wanted more than what Comcast was willing to give them in terms of subscription rate and all of that kind of stuff. And they ended up coming to an agreement that I'm sure was a little bit more in the middle and maybe favored Comcast. But at the end of the day, you can say that you can go elsewhere for the Big Ten Network, and that's certainly true. But who wants to go through the hassle of canceling their Comcast to switch to a different television provider simply for the Big Ten Network?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and even if you are going to do it, it's such a hassle that, I don't know, to me, I thought Comcast probably had some leverage here. Even though the Big Ten had a rabid fan base, it would have certainly made Comcast customer service staff miserable going into the season had this not gotten done. It's still, to me, the point is that, you know, this was probably always going to get done. We talked about the fact that when the Big Ten Network first started 10 years ago, the same thing happened, and they ultimately reached a deal, and they reached one in this instance as well.
It's lose-lose for both of those companies, because obviously the money, but also, you know, just the way that they're portrayed by people. BTN will surely be, you know, portrayed as hungry for money. And for Comcast, it's like, I'm paying $220 for my cable. I should be able to watch the prominent right. college football team in my area. So it's all for naught now. They worked it out. Thank goodness we can watch all the Penn State games on Comcast Xfinity. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. And Labatt Blue, by the way, giving away a pair of tickets to every home game this season. Your chance to win tickets to the Kent State game. Visit one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, or Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We'll pull the winner on air here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Continue to do so for every home game this year. No purchase necessary for this. Brought to you by Labatt Blue. Labatt Blue Light. All right, Greg. I wanted to ask you about this too, because these never get old to me. The scholarship videos just absolutely never get old to me. I watch every single one of them. I don't care if it's Penn State or otherwise. It's just a great story, because kids who walk on at your program, they have hopes and they have dreams of someday getting a scholarship. And I'm sure financially that's great, but I think, you know, symbolically, I think that is meaningful too. Penn State's done as many as anybody. Charlie Schumann, the big offensive lineman, who started a foundation, who's done all this wonderful work in the community, who served the Penn State football program. Really, it seems like without a lot of expectation, without any noise, he's been an asset in all kinds of ways. We haven't seen, obviously, much of him on the field, but he has contributed nonetheless. I can't think of anybody who deserves this one of these videos more, and this one did not disappoint.
No, not at all. And you're right. I mean, he's absolutely, if there's someone that was deserving of this, and look, Penn State had some room open up when Nana Acevedo went down to a heart condition when Jordan Miner went down to a heart condition. When, you know, you talk about the impact of five guys deciding to retire this offseason. Well, guess what? There's five guys, potentially five anyway, whose lives have been forever changed. Kyle Vasey picked up a scholarship earlier this year. Now Charlie Schumann comes along and gets one. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, you need walk-ons in your program. It's just, it's not as vital as it was back in 2012 and 2013 when Penn State were starting a lot of these guys, but it's still a vital part of it. They get your team ready on the scout team. They're able to fill in if someone goes down or you have a number of injuries. I mean, they're as valuable as anybody in the program. And so to be able to, you know, put him on scholarship and sort of put a nice moment out there on social media certainly doesn't hurt. And like you said, I think you said it best, if somebody deserves it, it's him. I mean, he's done more community service. I think he's danced at Don twice. It's pretty much been everything they've asked of him, no matter what the role has been. And it's been impressive to follow.
Let me ask you, any closing thoughts? This is a real gear shift. Any closing thoughts on Urban Meyer, Ohio State, after seeing the press conferences and Urban Meyer's post-press conference Twitter apology a couple days later? It's just not a good look all around. No. It's pretty hilarious to see what the findings spelled out and to see how that all that was explained away in a way that minimized the whole situation. So it just wasn't a good look for anybody. But Urban Meyer, I don't know if he redeemed himself to people or not with that Twitter apology.
Yeah, I don't think so. I honestly,
it's way too little, way too late.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you can't. It's really hard for anyone to buy an apology like that when it comes, what, 2 or 3 days after pretty much everyone that was covering or following this whole thing was asking and berating Urban Meyer for not issuing that the night of the news conference that the 3-game suspension was announced at. So to say now that that, you know, that all these things that he wrote in that letter, I don't know. It's hard to buy. It's hard to believe.
It's just too late. If he really felt that way and he had to go through hoops and dance around legal terminology and saying something that's incriminating versus not incriminating, come up with that and run it through the lawyers in advance.
There was only 11 hours. Plus, he only had 2 weeks of paid administrative leave plus 11 hours of deliberation to come to a conclusion about what to say.
I understand in this position that you there's certain words and certain things you cannot say. But if this is how you really feel, then go through the hoops and try to read this statement then. I don't think a response to criticism is the best way to say that on Twitter.
No, I just think that, you know, it was too little too late that he really obviously has not handled this situation well for a number of years, and this was just a continuation of that, you know, the way this all went down as well.
Quickly, one last thing I wanted to touch on. Tight ends will be a group effort this year. That's what James Franklin said. We knew that, but what we didn't know is that Danny Dalton seems to be making a move. So that's one thing that to watch this weekend against Appalachian State.
Yep.
And in the early part of the season as well, can Danny Dalton make a move to get to the point beyond John Holland and Nick Bowers?
I don't think so. I think you'll see all three of them plus Pat Freiermuth all season long.
Yeah, so there's a four-man rotation. That's a mouthful. Good job. You delivered it well. All right, we're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Going to continue our look at the positions on the depth chart. Cornerbacks and safeties coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.